Hi, you are now listening to a sermon from Harvest Community Church in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Today you will hear a sermon from Pastor Dave Lee, so without further ado, here he is.
I want to preach on a simple topic, praying for others, because this is something that God has been kind of stirring up in me lately. I want to just share it with you. I want you to take a moment and picture in your mind some of the people that you love the most in this world. That doesn't mean you love them perfectly every single day, or that you might not be in a fight with them this morning, but just think about people that if they disappeared from your life, you'd really feel it. You care about them. Just think about them. Hold their faces in your mind for just a second. It could be a family member. It could be a really good friend. Now, is there anything you wouldn't give if you could to help them? If you could wave a magic wand, do whatever it takes, is there anything you wouldn't do to rescue them if you were able when they were in trouble? Any price you wouldn't pay? I think one of the reasons that it's so good to have a lot of money is because there's a joy in being able to help other people we care about when they are up against the wall. And I think the people in our church do a really good job of loving their loved ones well. I've seen it again and again. Acts of sacrificial giving, of support, of being there day after day. But it occurred to me recently that sometimes we forget to give away one of the greatest gifts that we can to the people we care about. It's the gift of prayer. I realize that we do a very good job to do everything that we can to stand with our loved ones when they need something. But it's really easy to forget that sometimes everything we have is still not enough. That there are things that our loved ones go through which we, in our very best efforts, are powerless to help them with. And so Paul reminds us in Ephesians 6:18, to pray for people that we care about all the time. Let me read the verse for you. It says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." There's a lot of alls in that one little verse. And I want to just talk briefly about what this verse is saying to us. You know, when he says pray all the time, pray always, I don't think he means that every second of the day the only thing you're allowed to do is be praying. I think that would be a very childish way to understand what Paul is saying. But we have a hint here when he says pray on all occasions, always keep on praying, and then later he says be alert. I think what Paul is saying is every day when things happen, when people tell you what's going on in their lives, don't just think about what advice you can give them or how you can help them, but also have a mindset that says, this is something that I can pray to God about for you. Because so often people share with us things that are going on in their life, and even if we try, we can't help them with those things. Right now in my life, people I deeply love are going through things that I can't help them with. I wish I could, but I can't. And so this is a reminder that every day you're probably going to have someone in your life who is carrying something like this or going through something like that. And it is a chance whenever God brings it to your mind to say, this is something I can and I should pray about. Because there are times when my best, my all isn't enough, but there is a God who can do something when I can't. And so he says, be alert and always be looking for opportunities to say, this is something that I should pray about. When I was younger, I was taught to pray, like, the minimum prayer is an hour. And I associated prayer with just duty that made me just want to go, I give up. I can't be a person who prays. I'm learning that prayer's power is not in how long it lasts, but how truly, sincerely we trust God and ask Him to do what we can't. Some of the most powerful, life-changing prayers I've prayed have taken 5 minutes, but I've watched God do things in response to a simple prayer that are miraculous to me. Paul also goes on to say, pray for all kinds of prayers and requests. That's interesting because that word prayers is very general. It's the kind of stuff where we say, bless them, Lord, be with them, help them. Things we can say all the time for everyone. But that word requests is a very specific word. It says, do you really know this person? Do you really know what they're going through? Can you say something specific about how you can pray for them? Once in a while, when it's my job to get a birthday gift or Christmas gift for someone, I come to realize that the people I know, I don't know as well as I should. When you have to buy a present for someone, that's a time when you're really confronted with it, right? How well do you know them? Because really, when you buy someone a present, what you're saying is, if you were spending your own money on you, what would you buy for yourself? Let me give that to you. And I realize that very often the people that we love the most, we don't know how to pray for them because we're not really paying attention to what's going on in their heart, what's going on in their life. They're saying things to us, but we're not listening to them. But what if you really listened to the people in your life? Sometimes they're trying to say something to us, and instead of really hearing them, we lecture them, or we give them advice, or we criticize them, or we just ignore them. But what if we learned to really listen to what the people in our life are saying to us? I'll bet you it would change the way we pray for them. When someone says to me, Pastor Dave, I'm having a hard time staying awake during your sermons, I could take it personally. I go, oh, well, I guess I'm just not exciting enough for you, and I could stop listening to what they're saying. What if they're saying to me, the way you're preaching isn't connecting with me? Or I'm carrying some really hard things at home, and I'm having a hard time sleeping at night. If we really listened to people, we would know how to bring them to God and ask God to help them. How well do you know your loved ones? If I asked you, how could I pray for your mother today? Would you be able to answer me quickly? How can I pray for your husband today? How can I pray for your best friend today? Do you know what is going on in their lives to really be able to say, this is what I need to pray to God? Now, I'll say this. Prayer is a sacrifice. It's not the biggest sacrifice in the world, but it's still a sacrifice. I told you guys recently we were on vacation, and on one day, we walked almost 7 miles through this one city. I'm amazed that my parents in their 80s are able to keep up with us. But at the end of that day, Jeannie and I were both really sweaty, really tired, really sleepy. All I wanted to do was shower and go to bed. But we'd been getting texts throughout the day from our kids back home. And they were going through some things. It was not like a major crisis, but it was clear that they had some needs which we as their parents could not help them with. They didn't need advice. They just needed to see God show up in their life. Jeannie expressed some concern to me about what was going on with them, and I think she was trying to drop me a hint. I think we should pray for our kids. I was so tired, I was like, I'm going to pretend like I didn't get the hint. And I showered. I was about to fall asleep, and just as I was about to doze off, I felt that conviction, like, you're such a bad dad, man. Come on. So I just turned over and said, Jeannie, why don't we pray for the kids? She's like, finally, dummy. And we prayed for the kids. And, you know, it's a sacrifice because it takes time. It takes energy. You have to give up sleep. But as we prayed, a couple things happened. One was I was so heavy-hearted for them. And suddenly I began to feel more peace because I stopped caring the worry for their situation, which I had no power to do anything about. And instead I asked God to carry it because he has all the power. And I can tell you honestly, I started to feel lighter in my spirit, more peace. But another thing happened. I felt that God was causing me to love my children more. When you pray for someone, you love them more. Something happens in your heart. It's impossible to pray for someone and not start to develop a greater love for them in your heart. Prayer is a sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice that blesses you back very much. Let me close this sermon. This got to be a record. 10 minutes, I'm giving my conclusion. All right, praise the Lord. Let me close with one last observation from this verse. It says, always keep on praying, but for who? And it says, for all the Lord's people. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Bible is full of times where God says to us, pray for people who are not Christians, pray for people outside the church, even pray for your enemies. We should do all those things. I pray every day for people who are not Christians, who I care about. I think many of you do as well. So we're not saying only pray for Christians, but in this verse, the focus is here, says pray for the Christians in your life, your fellow believers. And so I want to focus on that today, not to say we shouldn't pray for others, but to just simply say, let's honor what Paul is writing to us in Ephesians 6:18. Pray especially for those who you love, who are your brothers and sisters in Christ. There are some folks who are going to pass around some sheets to you right now. And on the header, it's going to look something like this. It's going to be a sheet that looks like this. It says, my prayer list. And I'm going to invite you over the next few minutes while a song is being played to think about the people who mean something to you, okay? And I want you to start listening. And don't try to write down everyone you know. You'll never get through the list. I want you to think today in this moment as you hear this short sermon, who is coming to your heart as someone you're like, wow, we argue a lot, we talk a lot, we hang out a lot, but I can't remember the last time I really prayed for them with all my heart. I think I need to do that. I want to pray for someone with whom I'm just constantly disagreeing, arguing, worrying. And why am I doing that? I can't change a thing. I just feel like I need to pray for them, to ask God to help them. So you're going to see three sections on this sheet, okay? On the first section, it says family. I'm not sure why this is. If you guys could help me, this is not advancing the slides. So hit the next slide. Thank you. So under family, just think about people who are in your immediate family, parents, brothers and sisters, children. And then also think about extended family, grandparents, nephews, nieces, cousins, people. And don't try to make this a full list. Just think of the top people that come to your heart right now and just write down a few names. Can you do that? And then under church friends, I realized maybe I should have broadened that to say Christian friends. Think about people in your small group, people in your seeds class. Think about people on your ministry team or friends at church, but also think about friends outside of our church who are Christians, and God is putting them on your heart. Maybe it's an old friend you haven't talked to in a long time. And finally, under missionaries and ministers, think about the people who do ministry and you know about them, missionaries in the field. One of the great reasons to go on missions is that you form a real relationship with the people we share about all over the world. Also, think about pastors and church staff, people who have touched you in some way, leaders, small group leaders, ministry team leaders, teachers. And maybe think of someone who has really poured into you and you'd like to really give them the gift of praying for them more regularly. Can we just get a song going? Let's give everyone maybe like 3 minutes to just fill out this list, okay? You can still keep working on your list if you need that time, but I want you to think about the names on this list. We're so affected every day by these people on this list. And I want to just challenge some assumptions, because sometimes kids have a lot of strong feelings about their parents. You don't let me, you never say, but it occurred to me when I was a kid, I just spent 12 days with my parents as a man almost 60 years old. And I realized as a kid, I almost never prayed for my mom and dad. I was a Christian since the age of 16, and I can't remember praying for my mom and dad, who I loved and affected me so much. I'm like, why didn't I pray for my parents more? Sometimes the person that we're in a relationship with, we're so affected by them. We have such strong emotions, but we don't pray for them. And that maybe that's the reason why our hearts are so hard sometimes. Maybe the reason friendships fade is because we just don't pray for the people we say we love. Something powerful happens when we begin to pray for the people who are most important to us. And I want to challenge you to take that list and consider putting those names on your calendar at a pace that makes sense for you. If you're new to praying for people, don't try to pray for the whole list every day. Don't be that person. It won't last. But maybe put one name every week and just say on Monday morning for like 5 minutes, I'm going to pray for someone I love. And if you're willing to make that commitment, I want to invite you even to consider reach out to that person before the time that you pray for them and say, hey, I'm really looking forward to praying for you. Is there something that's going on in your life that I can pray for? You'd be amazed how it strengthens the relationship you have with them. You know, kids, you want to give your parents a shock of their life? Say, Mom, Dad, I want to pray for you. How can I pray? It might take them 5 minutes to be able to answer you because they'll be so shocked. But I bet you they will be so touched by it. Why don't we take just 2 minutes, and before we close out our time together, let's actually do it right now. Let's spend some time and take one person on that list who you feel most strongly right now that God is saying, pray for them. Just take one person who's on that list and just spend 2 minutes. You'd be surprised how long 2 minutes can feel and then how short 2 minutes will feel. But take that one name and let's pray for that person or persons right now. Let's do it together. Close out our time together. Did you feel it as you were thinking about this person who is dear to you? As you were praying for them, did you feel that these heavy feelings were being replaced by a little more peace? That your love for this person was growing, your heart was getting a little softer? Let's pray together. God, teach us to pray. You are the most powerful. You know everything. You are everywhere. There is nothing that is impossible for you. And yet we do not pray enough to ask you, Almighty God, to do what is impossible for us to do. Teach us to pray for our loved ones. And as we pray, strengthen our relationship with them. Deepen our faith in you. Teach us to trust you more, to worry less, to have real peace. Lord, thank you for the people you put in our lives. Even though sometimes they hurt us, annoy us, we cannot imagine what life would be like if you just took them away tomorrow. Thank you for the people in our lives. Teach us to pray for those that we love. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've been praying for someone you love for years and haven't seen breakthrough, don't give up because God does hear you. Every prayer is heard, not wasted. He will answer. Amen. If anyone can do what is impossible, the one you're praying to is the one who can. If you're new to prayer, if you've been freshly convicted to pray for the people you love, may God use every moment that you try to pray to deepen your faith and your love for Him and for others. May He give you the gift of seeing something in the real world happen because you took a moment to ask God to work. Nothing fuels prayer like seeing God move. May He do it for His sake and for yours. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, be blessed now and forever.
Thanks for listening to the sermon from Harvest Community Church. If you would like more information or have any questions or comments, check out our website at harvest-community.org. Thanks for listening.